everyone. My name is Jordan Horak. Today, we're diving into a topic that is shaping the future of college sports in a big way, Title IX and where it's headed. I'm currently involved in college athletics through both sports marketing and game day operation, which has given me a closer look at how college sports actually function behind the scenes. With this comes firsthand experience in how Title IX affects the athletic department and day-to-day lives. Over the past 50 years, Title IX has been one of the most influential laws in shaping college athletics as we know it today. Originally passed in 1972 to prohibit sex-based discrimination in federally funded education programs, it's become the foundation of gender equality in sports. Because of Title IX, we've seen massive growth in women's athletics, like more opportunities, more scholarships, and significantly more visibility at the collegiate level. It's reshaped the landscape of college sports in a way that's hard to overstate. But now, college athletics is entering a new era with the rise of NIL deals, revenue sharing, and ongoing legal challenges. The system Title IX was built for is changing quickly, and its future is becoming increasingly complex. So in this podcast, I'm going to break down what Title IX looks like today, the biggest challenges it's currently facing, and what all this could mean for the future of gender equality in college athletics. At its core, Title IX is all about fairness and equality. In athletics, that means schools have to provide equal opportunities for men and women. Things like scholarships, participation opportunities, facilities, and overall support. Even though the law itself doesn't specifically mention sports, it's been interpreted and enforced in a way that directly impacts college athletic programs. Because of Title IX, we've seen massive growth in women's sports over the past few decades. More scholarships, more teams, more visibility. It's been a huge driver of progress. But even with that progress, the system has never been perfect. Now, according to the NCAA, college sports are changing faster than ever, which is putting pressure on how Title IX is applied. One of the biggest disruptors right now is NIL. That stands for Name, Image, and Likeness. Since 2021, college athletes have been able to make money off of their endorsements, sponsorships, and personal branding. Starting in 2025, schools have been expected to directly share revenue with their athletes as well. This is also changing due to recent house settlement. That's kind of where things get a little bit tricky. There's been major debate over whether Title IX applies to NIL money and revenue sharing. At one point, the U.S. Department of Education said that NIL payments should be treated like financial aid and distributed proportionally between male and female athletes. But short after, that guidance was actually rescinded, with officials saying Title IX doesn't clearly dictate how much money should be split. This is according to the Sport Business Journal and Department of Congress website. So as of right now, schools are stuck in that kind of gray area. And the reality is most of the money in college sports comes from football and men's basketball. So if revenue sharing follows that model, it could create a huge gender disparities. That's kind of why NIL is probably the biggest factor in shaping the future of Title IX. Because of this uncertainty, we're seeing some legal challenges as well. For example, female athletes have already started challenging how money from major NCAA settlements are being distributed, arguing that it heavily factors male athletes and could violate Title IX. There's also some broader legal questions emerging around things like whether schools are responsible for third-party NIL deals, how to measure fairness, quote-unquote, in a revenue-driven system, and how courts will interpret Title IX moving forward. Even experts and coaches are starting to question whether Title IX can keep up with the current model for college athletics. At the end of the day, the law was created in a completely different era, long before athletes were making millions of dollars. And this information comes from The Guardian. Now, understanding a little bit of what Title IX is and the issues that it's causing currently, it's important to look at what it will do to the future. How does Title IX affect the future? First, I think, is revenue distribution. If schools start paying athletes directly, they'll have to decide how to do that without violating the gender equality laws. Second, I think, is media exposure and resources. Title IX doesn't just cover money. It also includes things like promotion, staffing, facilities. And even today, there are still gaps in how men's and women's sports are marketed and supported. Third, I think, is new legal interpretations. Policy around NIL and gender equality are already changing, and they could continue to shift depending on court decisions and political leadership. Finally, I think the biggest question here is, does Title IX need to evolve? Some people argue that the law should be updated to reflect the modern business of college sports. Others believe that it's important, more important than ever, and needs stronger enforcement. So what does the future of Title IX look like? Honestly, it's still being written, still being figured out. There are so many scholars and professionals that are still trying to learn more about this. On one hand, Title IX has been incredibly successful in expanding opportunities for women in sports. That's not up for debate. But on the other hand, the rise in NIL, revenue sharing, and the business side of college athletics is creating challenges that the law wasn't originally designed to handle. Moving forward, I will likely see a mix of legal battles, policy changes, and maybe even a few legislation that reshapes how Title IX works in college sports. There's even a chance that the policy is removed completely. But I think one thing is very clear: the conversation around gender equality in athletics is far from over, and whatever happens next is going to have a huge impact on the future of college sports. A lot of things are up in the air right now. Things are changing. There's no definite answer. But I think that this touched on a little bit of the options that can happen in the coming years. Thank you so much for listening.